It's not uncommon for a student to come into one of our unionized roles, and within a few years, could be making $100,000 salary without ever having to go to college, and yet we'll pay for them to go to college. And so educating people about careers and roles in those small markets will always be a challenge for us.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a conversation with Kelly Jimenez. Kelly is the Director of Talent Acquisition for BNSF Railway. Kelly, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Ryan. Glad to be here with you all.
Yeah, that's great. Excited to have a chat today. So let's start out, if you wouldn't mind sharing for the audience, just a little bit about high level, your background, how you got started in talent, maybe some roles that you've held leading up to your current role.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad to. So I've worked at BNSF Railway for a little over 20 years. So prior to coming to BNSF, let me tell you a little bit about that. I got into talent acquisition almost by accident. I'd say that because I got my undergrad degree in psychology. I thought I was going to go and be a counselor. I started doing work in that space and I realized that might not be what I want to do all day. And I actually ended up working for a nonprofit while I was in college, and they really focused on helping people with cognitive disabilities get access to different benefits across the Texas area. And so I was responsible for recruiting not only participants, but also recruiting people that would provide volunteers. So going through that, I realized I really liked the aspect of recruiting. And that kind of was what started it all for me. That was also in the time of Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the boom of the telecommunications companies, the rise of the telecommunications giants in that area. And so after college, I moved out to Dallas-Fort Worth and decided I'm moving from Houston to Dallas-Fort Worth, totally different environment. And I joined a telecommunication company doing recruitment efforts. And I started off doing just generalized recruiting, working with a bunch of different folks on technology positions that really I had never had exposure to. So it was a lot of learning. A lot of learning about an industry I had no clue about, especially being a psych major, jumping all the way into this tech space. It was a big growth potential for me. I got into that, really enjoyed it, spent some time in that space. I went on to do some executive recruitment, and then I went out on my own and I was doing some consultant work in that space across some different telecommunications companies. And then I realized I probably needed to look for a little bit more consistency in my day-to-day job, the ebbs and flows of being a consultant recruiter, while exciting and very challenging, realized I would like to be in a company where I could take that experience and really grow it. I got involved in BNSF Railway mainly because there's such a big presence in the Fort Worth area. They're one of the largest employers in the Fort Worth area. And I had a friend that said, hey, BNSF is hiring for a college recruiter. Okay. Recruiting, I could do that. Recruiting should be synonymous. We can do all the things, right? And I jumped in and interviewed with BNSF Railway, thinking a railroad. I'm used to technology. Why would I want to go work by a railroad? Completely different. And I actually came for my interview and was completely blown away with the technology, the innovation, the scope of the things that we are doing here at BNSF. And here I am 21 years later, and still impressed, very thankful to be employed with such a great group of individuals. So I say that I started off in college recruiting here, learned how a company of the size of BNSF, Fortune 200 company, right? 28 states, all the way up to Canada, all the way down to Mexico, Central and Western U.S. How does a company this massive run? And what kind of people do we need? And what kind of talent are we looking for the long terms? Our college recruiting program was quite massive back in the day. Lots of different schools that we would talk to, and we would really manage a month-long training program just with me, one person. And this was the days not really having a cell phone, still doing job postings. I'm embarrassed, but sometimes faxing them to get them to places.
Sure, I remember those days.
Oh, yeah. We call that the Wild West days of early talent acquisition, right? We used to have Rolodexes with people's names on them and things like that. And when we would contact them, I got really good with those things. But then talent really started to evolve around the times that I started progressing within BNSF. We started developing things called applicant tracking systems, and we started having tools that we could use. So that was a really exciting time. I felt like I got into BNSF at the right time where I could be part of the ever-growing evolution of our tech stack here. So after college recruiting, I actually wanted to work within the business. So I am a little bit different from a lot of talent people. I haven't only stayed in the TA space. I went over and worked in our marketing department. I worked with some of our customers in a customer relationship center where I focused on a specific region. I had customers that moved there. It was actually fun because I got to work with customers that started off their product with getting sand to build bottles to market their product. And then we got to ship the product across the U.S. So you got to see some really neat things about how businesses really work with a massive company like BNSF that's responsible for moving the goods and that every company needs to be able to produce their goods and services. So I got to learn a lot through that. Went on to join our engineering team from that area. I did training for a while in that group. I moved into engineering, like I said, and started doing more of our talent management to get people from those entry-level jobs and how do we help them grow their experience into internal positions as well. As I was in our, I've always mostly stayed in our operational side. We think the movement of trains, the movement of our freight across those tracks, the track infrastructure, and all of the rail cars and locomotives that it takes to get everything from point A to point B. So I helped the people that were in those positions. I moved out of the generalist HR role and I moved into supporting a whole different organization, basically for people that have never worked in a unionized environment. BNSF is a high unionized environment. And so I worked with a group in our space that really focused on moving and making sure we had our unionized people in the right positions based on their collective bargaining agreements and how that worked collectively with the needs that we had to run the business. That was a really different experience. I think HR management, but really workforce planning, workforce management. So I did that for several years, got to support many different operating groups within that, leading teams of up to about 80 people at a time. So it was in multiple states too. So lots of traveling, lots of, you know, managing remotely. It was an exciting time. And then a little bit later than that, after that, the pandemic happened. So I'm fast forwarding quite a bit, but here during the pandemic, I moved back into an HR space. I moved to support basically our talent management focuses. So I was responsible for moving individuals and looking at how their potential could match up with positions and help them expedite their careers internally. So as you can imagine, with a company of approximately 38,000 employees, how do we ensure that people get all the skill sets that they need to help them move into future roles within BNSF? So that was really what I was focusing on for both our engineering staff, our mechanical teams. So I did that for about 4 years. And then in 2022, I got back into TA. And that was in December of 2022, after spending a lot of time in, again, workforce management, talent management. And then I moved back into TA. TA has been an evolution. I've always been a close to my heart. I've always supported things throughout my career, college recruiting, helping our military recruiting efforts, just from a standby perspective to support those initiatives. But here now, in my TA role currently, I have a team of 12 people, including me. I like to say it's a small but mighty team. We focus on lots of different things, and I'll kind of break down how we're set up, if that helps. So our team of 12, really, I break it down to make it easy. A group that focuses on early talent. So what does that mean? Our college recruitment efforts. Where are we going to all the universities? How are we getting that early talent into the NSF? And then also our military recruitment efforts. We're really proud of our military efforts. We have really taken a military recruiting strategy and really leveraged different bases and TAP offices and veterans administrations to really boost BNSF's population of veterans. We have basically 1 in 5 of our employees is a veteran or is currently serving. And so our team is really focused on how do we keep connecting to veterans. So those two groups in early talent. Then we also have a team that is focused on our systems, our tech stack, and also onboarding, right? Everything that needs to be happening from a hiring to onboarding perspectives. And that's a lot because in years, this year, we're looking to hire about 2,200 people on our unionized side. So that is a lot of offers, a lot of movement, a lot of personnel movement. We've hired as many as 5,000 employees at a time. So lots of activity that goes on with this team, lots of coordination. I like to say that team is like a symphony. They are all working together in a very good motion to make sure that we have all of our pre-employment processes correct and making sure we're moving people through the processes effectively. And again, the tech stack, making sure we can do that and recruit at the same time effectively. I also have a team that focuses on our RPO management. So we do have a recent addition to our recruiting processes with an RPO that just started in 2023. And we're focused on how do we deliver that effectively and making sure that we have the right KPI metrics to make sure that's managed effectively and running as well as possible. And then I have branding, recruitment, marketing, and sourcing. So all the tools, all the processes, how do we ensure that all of our accountants, our technology personnel, or all of those non-unionized positions, as well as our unionized positions, how are we digging into the communities and finding the most diverse candidates, the candidates that can get into the jobs safely and effectively from day one?
Great. Yeah, thank you for that. You dovetailed right into my second question. So that was great as far as the size and scope of your role and how things are structured. I think that was very helpful for the audience to get a really good perspective of your background as well as the size and scope of your current role. If you wouldn't mind, you've been in this role since 2022. You talked about some of the different functions and things. Kudos to you, by the way, the 1 in 5 employees being veterans like that. That's awesome. That's a really powerful result. And I like that. So let's talk a little bit maybe about some of the key initiatives that you've tackled since 2022 over the last couple of years that you're proud of.
Sure. I will tell you some of the things that, you know, just in this role recently, I think the rest of your audience, and I'm sure you will probably gig along with me, the past 2 years, three, have been a really big pivotal couple of years for people in the TA space. We used to be able to post a job and have 1,000 candidates apply easily without even having to do recruitment marketing or really brand or anything. It was just word of mouth association. It was easy. It wasn't hard to be in the talent acquisition space at a massive company like BNSF 3 years ago. Now, I would say everything is completely different, right? We're having to get into spaces that we've never really thought about before. So I think the team, and I should say that we're structured a little bit different than most HR departments at a company of this size. We're broken into corporate centers of excellence, which my team is. And then we also have our business partner, our HR business partners that are out there. They're acting also as recruiters while doing their HR generalist functions as well. So I should mention that too, going into this conversation. As we've gone into 2023, we knew we had some really big things to accomplish. We were lagging a bit on our college recruitment efforts. And what I mean by that, through the pandemic, like most companies, we weren't really out on college campuses a lot. We've lost our brand recognition a bit with the colleges and the candidates that we're really looking for. We've missed connecting with them. We had a lot of ground to make up. So we know we needed to turn things around in that space. So I'll come back to that in just a second. So college recruitment efforts, really, we needed to turn around. Military bases. We also hadn't been to any military bases during the pandemic, of course, because they shut them down, right? There, you couldn't have access. But also, we weren't really necessarily marketing heavily in that space either. So we needed to really change our recruitment marketing strategy. So that was another big initiative that we really turned around in 2023. And then also, we needed to connect with candidates in a different way than what our current ATS and systems were allowing for. So in 2023, we really started leveraging our tech stack in a different way. So we implemented a new front end to our ATS, and that came with it a lot of analytics, a lot of back end processes that were embedded with AI and chatbots and things that we hadn't used in the past. And it also allowed us to connect with a talent community, which we had also never really had a chance to do before. So those efforts have led to a resounding success so far in 2023 and going into 2024. So we're talking to hardly having a chance to measure ROI at colleges that we went to or bases that we went to, but now we can specifically grow. We can go to a base, track the candidates coming in, and actually be able to see what are the best places that we need to go to in the future, really diving into where's our candidate flow coming in more effectively. So, and also the candidate experience has really grown utilizing this new front end that a lot of people might have been like me first knocking on BNFS door. How would I even know what kind of job I want to work for at a railroad? I'm a techie or I'm a marketer. Why would I want to go work for a railroad? And now we have something as simple as a chatbot that will engage with you in 2 seconds to say, hey, what are you looking for? Let me tell you a little bit about what jobs might match up best with you. So implementing those things, having a huge talent community now that we can mine from, connect with, and things like that, which we haven't ever done before, has made a lot of difference. Going back to our recruitment strategy and really having really focused marketing around connecting with passive job seekers has been a real focus. So making sure that we're doing some dynamic sweeps on not only, of course, LinkedIn. Everybody's using LinkedIn. Of course, that's the price of admittance, but really getting more granular with how we're connecting with people on Instagram and things like that. So trying to be a little bit more innovative in that space has really pulled in a lot more candidates than we ever have before as well. And then finally, just our college recruitment efforts. I'm hoping some of your listeners can sympathize with this, or maybe have been in the same space. But in our college recruiting world, previous to 2023, we went to about close to 70 schools at times. And a lot of these were based in Fort Worth, Texas, as I mentioned. We would be going to schools a lot in Texas. We would be going out to some in-state, some out-state. But we're trying to fill jobs, like I said, all over the central and western U.S. So we were sometimes missing the mark. Sometimes we were thinking we were going to the best schools based on name recognition, or they might know us, or just longstanding alumni relationships that we've had with them for so long. But once we started having the ability to dig into our data more effectively, we were able to really pinpoint 34 key schools that provided the best ROI. And what I mean by the ROI piece is, where are we getting hires from? Of course. But where are those hires going once they come on board with BNSF? Are they promoting? Are they stagnating? Or are they staying past that 5-year mark? Do we have some past even that? Based on all of that data, we were able to fine tune our strategy. And we went from really being an HR heavy, going to career fairs and really just doing the minimum, I would say, I hate saying minimum, but just the early just touch with a candidate and really not going back to get more integrated in with either the classrooms or some of the organizations on campus. So we've turned that around to a team approach. And now we, out of those 34 schools, we have 34 leaders. We have a leader for each school. And those are directors within our companies, people that have long, deep, reaching history with BNSF that can go in and work with our teams. We have teams of about 5 that support each school. And those are from all over the business. You could have people from marketing, operations, finance, and they go out and support those schools. And through that, we're not just going to career fairs anymore. We are actually going more into the classrooms. We're going and spending time with the NSBE organizations. We're going out and spending time with SWE. We're saying, hey, do you want to go out and spend some time with BNSF? Let me show you what a rail yard looks like. Let me show you what a rail construction project looks like. And so just the change in that alone, and we just implemented that in the fall of 2023. And those changes already, we've already met our plan of over 200 college recruits for this year. We're about 85% filled already. So much so we had such great success. We almost have to do less in the spring because we've had such tremendous success connecting with the candidates that are going to be ultimately successful in these roles. So we're really proud of those efforts.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing such detail on that. I appreciate it. And the audience does too, I'm sure, on the program. So you've accomplished a lot for sure. And you shared quite a bit around that. As you look into this year and beyond over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, what are some of the key challenges you face and or the key initiatives that the organization is working on now going forward?
Our challenges might be a little bit unique to a railroad, but we're in some really small markets, as you can imagine, small towns, traditionally railroad towns in Wyoming or Nebraska and Montana, that we might be the only company, big company in that area, small populations. How do we make sure that we are gathering the right candidates to get into those roles as quickly as possible? Because we have needs, right? How do we market to that? How do we get involved with students, even middle school, high school age, so that they know there is a company out there like BNSF that they could go to right out of high school, and they are life-changing jobs. It's not uncommon for a student to come into one of our unionized roles, and within a few years, could be making a $100,000 salary without ever having to go to college, and yet we'll pay for them to go to college. And so educating people about careers in rails and those small markets will always be a challenge for us. I think all of us are always constantly seeing what's going on in the job market itself in the U.S. and seeing how that market dictates what we need to do to change from a technology perspective. And I think all of us probably have it in the back of our heads is, we're still trying to mitigate through work from home jobs versus hybrid versus all in everyday jobs and what people want. And I think that will continue to be a challenge as the U.S. economy and the job market changes those demands.
Yeah, great. Last question I would have for you is, what's some advice that you would share for others in the TA profession or interested in the TA profession to help them be successful? A piece of advice for anyone in the organization that's interested in TA?
That is a great question. I think if I would have told my younger self, learn as much about technology as possible, learn about AI, learn about the how AI can make your job smarter versus harder. And make sure that you're leveraging your business partners. Learn as much as you can about your business. So when you have the opportunity to share that with students or other professionals, you're able to look for solutions to help get candidates to us more effectively, for sure.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think as this evolves, the importance of business acumen, understanding your business, being providing value to that business is really what it's all about, and being an extension of that business to be able to communicate that effectively is critical. In this world, the emergence of AI, and especially in delivery models within TA, it's becoming increasingly important to be able to automate those transactional elements of it, reduce waste, improve experience, make the overall delivery model of TA faster, better, more value added, all of those things. And AI enables that. It doesn't necessarily come in to replace jobs. I think improves the work that the recruiting and TA teams are really doing if used
Absolutely. And so, it makes every recruiter, every TA person just more effective. So you can spend less time doing administrative tasks and instead actually connecting with candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much, like in a traditional process that is very, I would say, human-based and transactional in nature, there's long delays, long cycle times, a lot of frustration, and some of those things that can be automated and speed up that process, reduce that waste, really create a more consumer-like experience for those candidates and reduce and are more effective for sure.
I think in my 20 plus years now being in the TA space, I don't think there's ever been a more exciting time to be a TA pro. There is, it's like nothing I've ever seen in this time that I've been involved with it. Just so many new things, so many new opportunities for us to fine tune our skill set here. It's exciting, honestly.
Absolutely. It's a really great time. TA, I've spent my entire professional career in TA coming up on almost 30 years, which sounds crazy. But yeah, I've never been more excited about the opportunities that exist for TA leaders to show value and drive improvement and business results. It's a really exciting time for sure.
Couldn't agree with you more, Ryan.
That's great. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing today and joining us on the TA Leaders Podcast. I really appreciate that and enjoyed the conversation. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.